Leong Zhuangang, buried here in the Japanese cemetery, was originally from Taiwan. He was a merchant and in the 1930s moved to the Dutch East Indies, now Indonesia. He married a local Chinese girl named Li Niu Ong, settling in Java to raise their children. Taiwan was a Japanese colony from 1895 to 1945. When the Pacific War broke out in 1941, hundreds of Taiwanese were forced into internment by Dutch authorities. So was the Gang family. In January 1942, all Taiwanese from the Dutch East Indies were sent to internment camps in Australia. The Gang family was sent to Tatura in Victoria. The youngest member of the Gang family, Bing Ho, did not survive the journey. He died shortly after, on May 7th, 1943. He was only 10 months old. Despite losing their freedom, the Gang family found comfort in the birth of their first daughter, Siu Lien, 1 year into their internment. She was one of 18 Taiwanese babies born during their internment between 1942 and 46. Unfortunately, barely 5 months later, Father Leong Zhuan died of unknown causes on October 21, 1943. He was initially buried in Tatura, as was his infant son, Bing Ho. After the end of the war, the remaining three members of the Gang family were repatriated, again forcibly to Taiwan, a country that felt unfamiliar to them. They had lost everything when they were interned, and Siu Lien grew up not even knowing what her father looked like. Decades later, in 2016, Siu Lien discovered that all those who died while in Tatura had been relocated to Kara in 1964. So she decided to pay her respects to her father. On the day before she departed for Australia, her older brother, Gui Jiu, told her that they had another brother, Bing Ho, who had died exactly 1 year before she was born. Siu Lien was shocked. Her mother had never mentioned Bing Ho. After travelling more than 7,000 kilometres, Siu Lien finally arrived here in Kaura. She found her father's grave. And on the other side of the cemetery, she also discovered the grave of Bing Ho, the brother she never even knew existed.